case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a quick show today. I feel like it went quick anyway. It's a Friday, so there's that kind of feeling in the air of the weekend is near. Exactly.
Sorry, I'm really tired.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
I have no idea. And I hope you enjoy the podcast. We spoke this morning. You feel like everyone, well, you had a few instances on your social media where a lot of people are getting engaged.
Yeah, like I know that everyone says, like, I feel like everyone around me is getting engaged and having babies. When, like, my whole newsfeed yesterday was engagement announcements.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, I discovered how actually complicated car capsules are because I had to go buy one for Esther, my daughter, yesterday. And they are, you know those brain teasers, those puzzles that you may have done as a kid? These are worse than that.
Well, you're going to try film yourself and see how it goes.
Yeah. I also given Esther update as well. I had some exciting news about her. Your dad texts in a really weird way.
He's such a dad. Like, such a dad. I want you to picture, like, just dad vibes. That is my father.
He is a father.
He is, like, just textbook dad vibes, trying to be cool kind of thing. which is fine. Love him. He knows it. But, yeah, anyways. I'm trying to think what else is happening.
And we also investigate a lead, or we're going to investigate a lead about our missing bunny as well.
Yes, there's a new crack in the case.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Who's calling? Is that me or you? Oh, Mama Bear's calling me.
Ah, that's it. Answer it.
Yeah. Oh, you want it?
Put it on speaker.
Okay. Hello, Mother.
Hi, Josho. Look, I've just done all your black clothes in the wash.
Oh, thank you.
Trying to catch up a few things for you.
Thank you.
Now, I'm just wondering, do you dry your T-shirts in the dryer and your navy pyjamas and Eden's little exercise pants?
We usually try to do the dryer for just, like, towels and quilts and stuff, but because I feel like the shirts shrink if you put them in the dryer.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So but they do take a few days to dry if they get hung out.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's all right.
So I'll hang them on the hanger, and I'll put them near the dryer, which will produce a bit of heat. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay. See you, darling.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. I'll see you soon.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Dad.
Okay, bye.
That was the most typical mum call ever.
She's here visiting. Like, she's a guest in my home and she's doing my washing.
This is what happened last year when my parents came and visited us in South Australia. Mum was just cleaning everything. Like, the house was clean, but she just kept finding things to do.
Yeah.
And it got to the point that Griggs was, like, vacuuming the doormats outside and the pavement because he's like, I can't make your mum do anything else. She's going to find that this is...
Yeah.
But yeah, I was talking just then about how typical my dad is. Yeah. Your mum calling and being like, just done your washing.
Yeah, and my dad does the same thing that your dad does, is he will just, like, heckle in the background on the phone call. He'll be like, yeah, all right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. That's our parents for you. Similar in some ways, I think, yeah.
Good fun.
Enjoy the podcast, guys. We'll be back on Monday with another one.
You'll have a baby at home by Monday.
Well, yeah, possibly.
Are you even coming in yet? Have we decided that?
Well, I do have to do paternity leave. I will be doing paternity leave. I'll have to chat about that today.
So Josh might be here or might not be.
Yeah, who knows. All right, we will see you possibly. You might hear me on Monday.
All right, bye.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. 5:06 on your Friday morning. How you going, Maddie?
I'm good. It was hard to wake up this morning, though. We're talking about this before.
Yeah.
Like, this whole week, I feel it's just been... Usually, I'm pretty, like, awake when my alarm goes off. I've, like, kind of set my body clock to it. This week, nah. Not happening. Like,
it's rough. It must be the cold, I think. Because this has been... For me, anyway, this has been, like, the first week where it's been, like, icy cold. Yeah.
And it's going to be raining and cold the whole weekend.
Yeah, like, so that's going to be fun.
Tomorrow's 9 degrees.
Yeah.
We're not even in winter yet.
Yeah, you may want to rug up for the Western United game if you're heading out there.
Take your wet weather gear as well. Pack some fun little tip. Pack some towels in the car. That's always a good one that people forget.
Towels?
Yes. And like a plastic bag to put your shoes in. Well, I went to a lot
You're going
to
make a great mum.
I know. I went to a lot
plastic bags, kids, these shoes.
I went to a lot of sporting games as a kid, and that was what we did.
Yeah.
I'm always overprepared. Have you seen my handbag? I have the handbag of a mum already. The amount. Yeah. I've got whatever you need in there. Like, you went to me the other day. Hey, do you have Panadol? What kind?
I got you covered. She just pours out. She's like, opens up her trench coat. Yeah, I've got whatever you need.
Do you need nausea tablets, or what else do you need?
Heat's coming up on Power Brekkie up next, though. Talking engagements.
Yes. A very bizarre trend started happening on my Facebook yesterday and my Instagram.
Okay.
So, like always, I'm just scrolling through aimlessly in an afternoon because what else do I do?
Exactly.
Apart from sleep and have a nap. Mm. So I was just scrolling through, and then all of a sudden a girl that I used to dance with for like many, many years, popped up that she got engaged. And I was like, oh, how exciting. Congratulations. I knew she had like a boyfriend and like they'd been together for a while and kind of thing. Very nice. It was at a beach. It was all beautiful. And I was like, oh, I love that. I did feel like Thursday's an odd day to be proposing. Like not saying that if I got proposed on a Thursday, I'm going to say no, but it seemed a little bit odd.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatevs. Because usually engagement posts come up like over the weekend usually.
Yeah, yeah. Weekends away, romantic getaways, stuff like that.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So it just popped up and I was like, oh, that's lovely. And then I kept scrolling and then another girl I used to dance to also got engaged yesterday.
Right.
On a beach.
Right.
As well. And I was like, what is this? Is this some kind of like pact that my old dance school started that everyone is getting engaged on a Thursday on the 13th of May?
13th, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was very bizarre.
Yeah, I had a spout of those. My friends that I used to go to school with, actually, there was like a year, I think it might have been 2019, year before COVID, where there was just engagement, after wedding, after wedding. And I was like, you're like 20 years old. Like,
yeah, actually that happened with, I'm thinking 2019 was when a bunch of people started like having babies. 2019 was the baby year for people I went to school with.
Yeah.
And then now like dance friends, because that was like a whole other realm. I spent like just as much time at dance than I did at school almost.
Yeah.
So they're all now getting engaged. I just thought it was a very bizarre trend because it's a Thursday, and there happen to be two people that I know from the same part of my life.
How do you think they felt about each other's posts?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether they knew each other, like it was happening, because one's a lot older than the other one.
Mm.
Because one of them, so Eliza was one of the first ones. She's like a year or two younger than me.
Mm.
So she's early 20s. And then the other one is like a year or two older than me.
And
so
she's engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
good on her.
You have a kid. Why are you judging?
I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Good on her.
It caught me off guard. And now I'm like, oh, am I growing too old too quickly? What's happening in my life?
No, not at all. I just think you need to take Greeks to Geelong one day and get on the beach and let things happen.
All right. I hope he's not listening.
Our FM and Harvey Norman Ballarat. Apple for the teacher.
Oh, back for school.
There's only a few more days of voting in this first round. So if you haven't already, I feel like we've reminded people enough.
Yeah.
But we need to just keep doing it.
They should be doing it just over it whenever they get a spare moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, oh, do you reckon teachers are voting for themselves?
Why not?
Surely.
We're not going to judge if you do.
No, I would.
Self-praise. Pat yourself on the back. You know that you work hard. But, yes, we are doing Apple for the Teacher. Head to the website, powerfmballarat.com.au. Find a teacher from your school. And if it's not your teacher, but it might be from your school, just vote for them. Just keep voting and keep voting, because we've got some great Apple Tech prizes from Harvey Norman Ballarat to give away to the winning teacher and their school. And a two-hour extreme bounce session as well for the class.
That's right. We've got to say a big thanks to Harvey Norman Ballarat, your Bring Your Own Device specialist, and Ryan's IGA, a local family supplying the Ballarat community since 1979. Get online ASAP at powerfmballarat.com.au. Voting will kind of continue because we go into the top 10. The next kind of stage is the top 10.
Yeah, but to get in the top 10, you need all the votes now. So
exactly.
Don't think, like, oh, they'll just make it in the top 10. No, you've got to vote for them for
that
to happen.
And there's a lot of teachers, so there's you know, there's the more you vote, the more chance your teacher has of getting in the top 10, all right? So head to powerfmballarat.com.au and vote. Yesterday, made a big purchase, found out. I'm going to talk about this a little later on. Big news happened yesterday with Ezzy, my daughter. So we had to kind of make a big purchase. We had to decide that we were going to go and buy a car capsule.
Oh, the car. Is this the car seat?
Car. It's a car capsule that goes in the car.
Yeah.
It's like, it can be a car seat as well, obviously. It can, like, you can have a car seat or a car capsule. The only thing with the car capsule is you can, like, lift it up out of the car.
Oh, it's and, like, one of those ones. Yeah,
yeah. So we had to make that big purchase. That was fun. They are so complicated to, like, install and, like, tighten. And the lady in the store at Baby Bunting, she was lovely. That was great service. But she was, like, explaining it to me, like, oh, you got to do is just, like, lift this up and then pull that through and then you got to thread that back through and then pull this through. I'm like, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's, like, a good step above an IKEA flat pack.
Oh, my gosh. The master of IKEA flat packs would go, I'm going to tap out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really real. Like, there are instructions that come with a little book, but do you read the instructions?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. It must be a man thing because I was just like, the instructions, I can figure it out. I'll just eyeball it.
Yeah. Griggs does that when we're putting furniture together. I'm like, no, we'll read the instructions quickly. It's like, no, we've already started. I was like, can you just hold on a second?
Yeah. And one other thing with the capsule is I've got to get it. I thought it was like a legal requirement for me to get it like
professionally
fitted.
Done, but yeah.
But apparently I can fit it myself.
Okay. You can fit it yourself, but can you actually do it yourself?
No, that's the thing. I can't actually do it myself. So I'm going to have to go and get it fitted. And
just give it a try yourself first.
I might do like a video and see how I go. And then if I just mess it up and it doesn't work, I will definitely go and get it.
Because surely usually like service centres and stuff will fit them and stuff for you.
Well, we went to
and they would have had heaps of people come in with it so much out of the box, the instructions, everyone being like, I give up.
I need help.
Then he's doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I've got to do over this weekend. Probably take me all of Saturday.
Your parents are here. Is your dad handy? Oh, okay.
He's great at like building a cupboard or like because he's been a carpenter. He's been using his hands like his whole life.
Yeah.
So he's great at like making stuff up and creating stuff like that. But car seats, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to come and help. I'm very good at reading instructions. So I can come and micromanage you if you need and help.
Okay, fantastic.
Because I'm trying to just give you some options.
Yeah, wish me luck all. There could be a video coming out. I think I might do a video this weekend, possibly. Who knows?
It'll be a very long video.
Yeah.
If we go back 2 days when the weather was really nice and it was just sunny. I'm not going to say it was warm, but the sun was out. And
it was a nice day.
A very polar opposite to today and yesterday.
Yeah.
And we went for a walk around the lake. First time that we have done that for like a good month or so because it's just been so busy. And Molly, our dog, she was so excited.
Mm.
Like the second in our house, you can't even like touch her lead without her going absolutely ape and doing zoomies around the whole entire house. She's like, or just even hearing it as well. Like,
hear the little clink.
When we're cleaning up the house, we have to make sure that we don't move or so she can hear it because it's a whole ordeal to deal with it. But we finally, we can just say, do you wanna? And she already knows what we're about to say and she starts riling herself up. Mm. And so we just say, walkies, and we're good to go.
Mm.
So we got in the car, went out, went for a walk like we always do. And one thing we've noticed about Molly is she prefers humans to dogs.
Yep.
Which is fine, I think. She's okay around dogs. Like, she doesn't bark. She's not, like, necessarily scared of them. She just prefers humans.
Yeah.
Like, we've gone to the dog park and she literally went over to the humans instead of playing with the other dogs.
Yeah.
But on Wednesday, she did something that I had kind of noticed before, but this went to a whole new level of forcing people to pat her. So we were walking around and whenever she sees a person, she's like, can we? Yeah. She wants to go over. She wants to get patched because she knows she's cute and she wants to get loved by people. And then when people don't acknowledge her, she gets upset.
Like a human being.
She just looks back at us and she's like, "Guy, why didn't they love me?
Yeah.
Everyone loves me." She's really stuck up now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But we're walking back and kind of near Lakeview, there was a couple of people sitting down having lunch and they're just chilling on the bench and Molly's like, "People?" And so she just starts absolutely yanking at the lead. And we're trying to teach her not to pull as well at the moment. But she just like, nah, didn't care. Wanted to go over to these people. And they were kind of like, "Oh, you got a cute little dog." And we're excited. And we're like, okay, we'll go over. And this person, I thought Molly was just going to go over, like, say hi and then leave.
Yeah.
But this person had her hand dangling down.
Mm.
Molly distinctively goes up to these people and pushes her head onto this person's hand to be like, "Pat me."
I deserve pats.
Like, it wasn't just a little like, "Oh, I'll come over and say hi." It's like, "No, you must pat me." And we're just standing like,
"Consent, Molly, consent."
I know, right? She's just forcing herself onto people, being like, "You must condone this patting."
Yeah.
But yeah, so she just went into these people and lucky they were nice enough and wanted to give her a pat and stuff. Yeah. But then she just lingered and like just wouldn't leave.
Are we done?
And like we're trying to like pull up, be like, "Come on, Molly, like we'll continue our walk." She's like, "No, but there's people."
Yeah. They patted me. I'm going to stick around.
I know, but it's just the fact that she forcefully made someone pat her.
I know.
And she's quite a small dog as well, so it just makes it even more funny.
Yeah, yeah. Phoebe is definitely not like that. She'll just jump on them.
Yeah, no, Molly's like,
trying not to do that.
"Love me. You know I'm cute." So we've raised a very weird dog, I've discovered.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But she's recently gotten full reign of the house. And
You did leave her in the house alone.
Yeah, so she's normally, like, she gets left home alone, like, all the time. She's totally fine with it. But usually we, like, corner her off in the laundry so she can go out her doggy door, go outside, and we give her a hallway as well. But we're like, let's test her. Let's see what she would do, like, if we leave the rest of the house and, like, our bedroom open to her. Mm. All she does is sleep on our bed all day.
Yeah.
All she does.
It's great. At least she doesn't chew pillows like my little thing does.
Yeah, no, she hasn't done that yet, but we have to distinctively hide my underwear. Because for some reason, it's not just my dog, it's all dogs have an affinity to females' underwear. I thought it would be fun to test your knowledge of the news of the week.
Oh, good.
So when you were away last week, I did a daily quiz because I find them lots of fun. You learn new facts, things like that.
Yep.
So I thought I would test you this morning.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to maybe put on some, like, Jeopardy or some... Yep, that'll do.
Yep.
So these questions, there's five questions. They're all to do with the news of the past week. So think, like, have you been paying attention style.
Right. Love that show.
But serious answers.
Okay.
Because you got to remember, they're on at, like, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We're on during, what is it, six? 5 to 7 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Question number one.
Yeah.
Debris from China's Long March 5B rocket ended up in which ocean? The Atlantic, the Indian, Pacific, or Southern?
I'm going to say Pacific, because it wasn't it near Australia?
Pacific?
Yeah.
It was the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
Question number two.
I did know that. Yeah.
Elon Musk revealed on Saturday Night Live he has which syndrome? Asperger's? Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder? Savant Syndrome or Tourette Syndrome?
He has Asperger's.
That is correct.
I mean, it's not really a shock. I'm a big fan of Elon Musk and I've watched a lot of his stuff. I've read a lot of his stuff. It doesn't really come as a shock to me.
Yeah. All right. Number three. How many doses of COVID-19 vaccine is Moderna supplying to Australia? 15, 20, 25 or 30 million?
I believe it's 25.
Number 25. That is correct. You're doing good so far. Number four.
Good stuff.
Christine Holgate has been named CEO of which Australia Post rival? Couriers, Please, DHL, Global Express or TNT Express?
Is this news?
Apparently.
Okay.
They've got a picture of her on, like, Today Extra, so it's news.
Right. Can you...
Couriers, Please, DHL, Global Express, TNT.
DHL.
Global Express. Incorrect.
Oh, sorry.
Incorrect sound effect. All right, last question.
Last one.
This is for a pass. Because you got two wrong, two correct.
This is
your job on the line.
Really?
We're meant to know what happens in the world.
Oh, are we? Okay. Wow, that wasn't in my job description. Okay,
anyways,
sorry.
Last question, number five. A detainee allegedly dug a 20-metre-long tunnel at which immigration detention centre?
Oh, God.
Christmas Island, Maribyrnong, Villawood, or Yonga Hill? Or Yonga, sorry. Take your pick.
Christmas Island.
Christmas Island. Now, Yonga Hill. You got 2 out of 5. You have not been paying attention to the news.
And I'm now unemployed.
Well, I'm happy to do the quiz next week if you want.
Okay.
And we'll see how I go with the news of the week.
Okay,
if fair. It makes you feel fair.
Yeah, yes, please. Big news yesterday. We spoke about it just very quickly on the show, towards the end of the show yesterday. But got a call yesterday about 9 o'clock, I think, from Eden, saying that Esther is expected to come home in about 3 days.
It's happening.
Oh, gosh. She got the call. What happened? What they do at the Ballarat base is they get Eden to go in for like 3 days just to stay over with her and mm-hmm. be with her for 24 hours, just like feeding throughout the night, trying to get a latch on and all that sort of stuff. And that 3 days started last night. So, oh, God. It could be Sunday, I think. It could be happening.
Yeah. Which is very exciting.
Yeah.
I am going to go and get my whooping cough vaccine and my flu vaccine today, hopefully.
Yes.
I've got to try and find someone to do that. I'm sure I will. It should be all fine.
UFS surely on steroids.
That's what I'm thinking, because they seem like the go-to kind of... Like, there's lots of pharmacies out there, like, and if they don't, like, there's Priceline and Chemist Warehouse and all the other places. So I'm excited. And it's good for your parents as well.
Yeah, because they're down at the moment.
They're down, and so they're going to get to... be there and essentially help. When are they leaving? Or is
there's no real timeline. My parents had 2 weeks off. This is their first week of their 2 weeks off. They were planning on like heading home Sunday or Monday and then having a few days before they go back to work. But this may change things. I don't know. Who knows? They might be here for the 2 weeks. I don't know. I'm nervous because Eden was sending me... I was asleep, but Eden was sending me messages throughout the night, like saying, oh, she's squirming and like making little noises and I can't sleep because I'm like... Just, it's easy for me to say, obviously, because I'm not there. But I'm just like, you're just going to have to try to ignore it. Because babies, this is a conversation I actually had with Jules, one of the ex-Brekkie hosts here. She said, look, they make so much noise throughout the night. They just like make little like...
Yeah.
Throughout the night. And... Jules said that her baby, Ruby, was in her room for like, I don't know, a few weeks and then they put her into the nursery because she was just too loud.
Mm.
And like nothing was wrong with her. She just, babies just make noise throughout the night. And I told Eden that. I was like, you're just going to have to, I'm sorry, but you just have to get used to it.
Well, that's the whole
Otherwise,
point of going in there to start off with.
Exactly,
in the hospital,
exactly.
Getting used to it.
So that's going to be exciting. And I may be even more sleep deprived than what I am usually.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
It's very exciting though because it's been a long time coming. It's almost going to be exactly a month because she was,
April
13th was when she was born.
13th of April.
So that was a month yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time coming.
Gosh, wow. Okay.
Has it hit yet?
No, it hasn't. I still feel like look, in all honesty, I still feel like a fun uncle. I get to go and like play with the baby and like nurse the baby. And then I leave the baby at mum and dad's house, which is the hospital. And then I go home and enjoy my life. But, you know, the car seat went in and we bought a capsule and the nursery's finally all done. And I'm just like, wow, this is my life now.
It's about to happen. But, like, I feel like, because, like, normally for people, in a sense, like, they have the baby in the hospital, however that happens through labour and whatnot, then it's, like, a couple of days, and then they're home. Where you guys have, like, had the baby in the hospital, had a couple of days, gone home without the baby.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like...
I'm actually very... I was talking to Wendy downstairs about this yesterday. I'm actually quite grateful that... this has happened the way we've done it because usually you have your baby and you're out like 24 hours, 48 hours later with a baby just to take care
of. Here you go.
Yeah, exactly. Here you go. Look after this human being. And you're like, what? But with this, we've actually had a few weeks when we were in Sunshine and now when we're in the Ballarat base up at Special Care to actually the nurses have been giving us tips and... Esther is kind of already in a feeding routine. Like she feeds every 3 hours. The nurses have been feeding her every 3 hours. So she's already in that routine. We don't have to establish that. And it's kind of been drip feeding parenthood to us a bit.
Yeah.
Which has been good.
So I say everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
But I'm excited and I cannot wait for a hold. And Griggs is very excited as well.
Yeah.
He's keen because now we have two little baby Esters in our lives.
Yes.
One is talking and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because she's just saying random words, like everything is the same word at the moment.
You know, we should say you know another Esther.
Yeah, I know another Esther. So we have a niece called Esther. And now I have another niece that's going to be called Esther.
Auntie Maddie.
I'm just Auntie Maddie to all the Esters in the world.
Yeah. Well, it's very exciting and hopefully it all goes well.
I'll be there when it doesn't. I'll be there for baby holding services.
Okay, fantastic.
Do your parents text you?
They
like,
do.
When they're not normally here. But
Yeah, they text me.
What's the vibe of their text messages? Is it usually, like, straight to the point with full stops or try to have a bit of banter? Where do we go with it?
Dad and I, it's just full, it's just silliness. We don't ever talk about anything serious over text message. Mum is very much more of an emoji when it's necessary, but not overboard.
Right.
But she's kind of straight to the point, but will accentuate her point with an emoji.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So me and my mum, we just call.
Mm.
We're just callers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't text me, call me kind of thing. But Dad, though, I'm just going to show you, like, the past kind of ones. It's all just the footy tips.
Oh, my God. You need to reply to your father. He's sending you these big messages and there's no replies
there. They're just
there.
Footy tipping. That's all
right.
It is. And then I call Mum and I'm like, say thanks. Every now and then he sends me, like, pictures of what's happening in the newspaper back home. And I'm like, why are you, like, as Disney.
Internet.
A Disney karaoke event. I'm like, yeah, cool. I live eight hours away.
I can't come to that event. Thank you.
And things like that. And when, like, my old station's ratings went down, I'm like, cool. I know.
Yeah. Did he say, is that because you left? Is that what he said?
No. That's something he would say, though, normally. But this week, so he gave me the tips for this week on Wednesday, which we'll put in very soon.
Yeah.
And usually it just goes, tips this week, and then he tells me what teams, and then that's it. And I said, I replied this week and gave him a thumbs up, which was great.
Wow, okay.
And then he replied back saying, Frio is the upset. Did I wake you up? Because this was in the afternoon. I said, no, I was out for a walk. I just got home. Mm. And he said, with the molster, because that's what we call Molly. Oh. Or Molski.
Yeah.
Molster do.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of names. He said, with the molster, not raining then. And I said, yep, very nice day. And this is peak dad.
Yeah.
Peak dad. VG, which I've taken to, I think he's trying to say very good.
Very good.
I've never heard of anyone abbreviating very good.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Oh, it gets better. He said, VG, full stop, Mum is off to Blue Mountains tomorrow for running and back Monday. I'm semi-batching. Yay, footy and beer, lol. This is my how old is he now? 55-year-old father.
I'm batching this weekend.
No, he's semi-batching.
Oh, semi-batching.
Semi-batching.
What's semi-batching?
I think because my sister is still home.
Oh, okay.
Not that that would impact any. I don't know what he thinks he's going to do this weekend.
Semi-batching.
He's just said, yay, footy and beer, lol.
It's like his mum's given him a phone for the first time.
I know.
VG as well.
I just can't help but just laugh at this.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and every now and then he just constantly, like, sends me random messages. He sends me pictures of his dog Poppy at the dog park.
Yeah.
But peak dad.
peak dad
this week.
Peak dad.
If dad sends me any more great text messages, I'll read them out because I don't know. I feel like it's just a thing where parents, usually dads.
I don't know. Are they trying to relate? Is he trying to relate to you or does he just think that that's the way that we talk via text?
I don't know. I'm surprised he hasn't sent me another text message right now trying to.
Is he listening?
Probably.
He's probably listening.
He's our number one fan. Like, he's always listening.
Oh, VG.
And obviously people live at lots of random different places around the world and even around town. And one thing that always kind of interests me is people who live next to interesting things.
Yes.
I feel like whether that's a person or a place or a thing or an adjective.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the reason I thought of this was we went and got KFC the other day and I have to drive to KFC. For a good, 6-8 months of my life, I lived across the road from a KFC.
Yeah.
And I know you're thinking, like, across the road, like, having to, like, walk really far. No, I timed it. It took 20 seconds to get from my front door to the front counter.
That's crazy.
I could hear people ordering their drive-thru.
That's so funny.
And it had...
Dangerous as well, by the
way. Yeah, it had its perks, pros and cons.
Yeah.
So pros, Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
After I had a few too lemonades.
After a night out, yeah.
It's just put the pants on. And what people would normally have to walk out to, like, their front door to get, like, Uber Eats delivered or something. We didn't have that where I lived. So I just had to walk across the road.
Literally walk across to the KFC.
Yeah, and it was great on hot summer days. Just walk across and get a frozen Coke, frozen Pepsi, or, like, the Mountain Dew or whatever. It was great.
Yeah.
Cons, which was also a pro at the same time, because around a KFC is the smell of the chips.
Mm.
And it's a very distinct smell. And it's quite nice. But not when your clothes start smelling like it.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's one of those things, like, you just waft it, you're like, oh, that's really nice. But living next to one, my clothes that I would hang out to dry on the washing line would start to smell like KFC chips.
Oh, no.
To the point that I had to use extra strong smelling fabric softener and conditioner to, like, try and, like, hide the smell of the chips.
Yeah, yeah.
So, pros and cons. It's one of these things. I used to live also next to the main stadium where in Canberra, so I could walk to footy games.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about parking. So people would park further than I lived, and I was like, look at this, just strolling across, and it was great.
Yeah.
Have you lived next to anything interesting?
When I was at university, I went to university in Bathurst, Charles Sturt University, and the campus is literally next to Mount Panorama, where the V8 supercars is happening. And I could look out the window of my room and see the mountain, and it was horrific when there was a race on, like the Bathurst 1000, because at 6 a.m., at 6 a.m., you hear the, like, echoing through the campus. And also, Delta Goodrum practices at 5 a.m. in the morning for her. So I woke up to, these wings are meant to fly. And I'm like, Delta, leave me alone. So that was fun. But I live next to Mount Panorama in Bathurst.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Let's open this up. 5-3-1-0-3-1. What did you live next to? It could be good. Could be bad.
Yep.
I'm intrigued. Can you beat KFC? Can you beat Mount Panorama?
Yeah.
I mean, I also had Macca's on the backside of me as well. That took a minute to walk through rather than 20 seconds.
A minute? That's outrageous. 5-3-3-1-0-3-1. What did you live next to? Chatting this morning about what did you live next to?
Yes, I somewhat miss, probably shouldn't miss, that I lived next to KFC.
Yeah.
Literally a 20-second walk to the front counter.
You're still in a pretty good position, though. You live next, which the position I used to be in when I lived over near you. You live, like, maybe a minute from a KFC, 2 minutes?
One and a half minutes from one of them, and then 2 minutes from the other one. I'm smack bang in the middle. If I look on the KFC app when I go to order, it's...
You're like,
Which one do I pick today?
So you're in still a pretty good position, but you were in a much better position.
I don't know if better is the right term.
In a much different position.
It was good, but it was bad at the same time. Lots of pros and cons.
Yeah.
So we thought we could ask people, what did you live next to? Chucked up on our Facebook page. Jenny said, as a kid, they lived next door to the Bendigo Butter Factory in Mundy Street. Very noisy and at times smelly.
I know. Someone else has commented they used to live next door to a cemetery.
Oh, I don't know
how
I'd feel about that.
I don't know.
Well, Greg's, my boyfriend, he lived in an old church.
Oh, see, I don't know.
Which had a cemetery out the back.
Okay, that's creepy. That is creepy. I used to live next to Mount Panorama in Bathurst while I was at university. Had the V8 supercars there every few months. That was fun at 6 a.m. in the morning when they were doing their warm-ups. Yeah, really, really fun.
That's a good impersonation.
That's exactly how they sound. We thought we would send this out to you, though. 5-3-3-1-0-3-1. What did you live next door to? Let's hear some.
Sam from Delacombe, what did you live next to?
I'm pretty sure it was a brothel.
Oh! How long into living there? Like, what was the situation? When did you realise what was going on?
Just saw a lot of people coming and going at night time, just dudes and a lot of stuff under the cover of darkness. They temporarily sort of, like, it was a house but claimed to be a massage parlour. It was a bit weird.
Right.
Did you ever, without being incriminating, did you ever go in?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you sell? Oh, that's a, this is like so many questions.
So many questions.
Was there a red light?
There was no red light. It was just a dodgy looking house.
Okay.
I feel like they're always like super run down. Was it really run down?
Just average, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay, well, interesting.
All right, well.
Something a bit different. I mean, what's better, KFC or a brothel? Or brothel?
KFC is better.
Okay.
I could really go for a Wicked Wing.
I wonder if that would be like the code word going in or something.
Hi, I'm here to see Wicked Wing. Baller v Caller is happening.
Everybody get up, it's time to call now. We got a real comp going down. Welcome to the Ballers. It's your chance to win ticks to the B-Ball.
Good morning, Millie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Well, you're here this week, which
I'm
is
here. Yeah, a positive.
Right, early. Got in early. Yeah. Jordan's not here today.
Jordan is not here, though.
Yeah.
His car cucked at
Yeah, he did. His car. Or maybe he just left it. Let's just start that rumour. We gave you crap last week for not being here. Let's give him crap this week.
Yeah.
So obviously you're from The Rush. Where are you guys playing this weekend? What's
We're at Ringwood, which is good. It's only in Melbourne, so yeah. Pretty short
nice
one.
Nice little
this
quick
week.
Trip
yeah.
away.
It's a good one.
Not super far. And when's the next home game for people who want to go?
Ringwood this week, Mount Gambier next week, and then we have a few home games after that.
Okay,
so,
not this week, next week. And
the
then
29th.
And then it's like three. Yeah, there's like 29. two or three in a row.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we'll people can go to those.
Which would be lots of fun. But people, when you guys are away, it's live streamed the game. So
yeah,
they can watch.
Live stream on the NBL One app. Yeah, so you can still watch and get in on it.
Cheer them on from home. Just scream at your phone.
Yeah,
we. I'd probably be doing exactly the same as what I was doing at the actual game, but at home.
Yeah.
We're doing Baller v Caller. You, the listeners, have got to call up, ask us a question, and if we can't answer it, then you get the tickets. If we deem the question to be good, you get the tickets. It's a very laissez-faire way that we deal with this whole situation.
Yeah, but all you got to do is call up, have a trivia question. Hopefully something that we can answer without Googling this week would be ideal. So obviously John's away, so Millie is up for the Basketballers.
Yeah.
Josh, what are you feeling? Because between you and I, who wants to answer trivia this
week? I'm feeling pretty good. Even though our news quiz this morning, I got 2 out of 5. I feel like I've gained IQ since the show's been going on.
Okay, fair enough. All right, give us a call, 533-1031, just with a trivia question. Could be about anything. Doesn't have to be basketball, could be Disney, could be movies, could be the Olympics, anything. Any trivia question.
That's right. And you score passes to go and see the Miners and the Rush play at their next home game, which is the 29th.
Yes.
Fantastic. Give us a call, 533-1031, for your chance to win. We are doing Baller v Caller.
Everybody get up, it's time to call now. We got a real comp going down. Welcome to the Ballers. It's your chance to win ticks to the B-Ball.
Millie Cracknell from the Ballarat Rush is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning? Feeling
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I'm feeling really good.
Well, you're here. You didn't miss your alarms this morning, which
I set 5, so if I did it, there was something wrong.
Well, that's good to know. Jordan Lingard is away. We're giving him a lot of crap on Snapchat because apparently his car broke down this morning or something.
He did give me a call this morning to wake me up, so I'm happy about that.
Even when his car isn't working, he's still looking out for you. That's good. We are asking for a question this morning for Baller v Caller. I feel like this needs a bit of workshopping. We need to like narrow down. We can't just say a question.
Well, we don't know what this person is going to ask yet, but I'm hoping it is something good. But you never know. If you do have a trivia question, it doesn't have to be super hard. Save it for next week because this happens every Friday and we need good trivia questions to be asked. We'll see what Harley has got for us today. Have you got a question this morning?
How many Disney characters are there?
How many Disney? Like, all together?
Yeah.
Golly.
I don't even know that. I'm a huge Disney fan. But
okay.
Josh is up for it.
You go first, Josh.
Are we talking...
Just guess.
I'm going to, like, help you. Are we talking main characters, like, of just the princesses, or are we talking, like, all the princesses, the princes, the kings,
dwarves,
the queens, like,
everything.
The dwarves? Like, what are we talking?
All together.
Oh, my God.
All together. Wait, do you know how many there are? Do you have the answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like this guy. This guy's a bit of a con man, I reckon.
You guess and I'll guess. We'll see who's closer then.
Every Disney character that's ever been featured in every Disney movie, I'm going to say 870.
I'm gonna say sorry. I'm gonna say 1,232.
Lower.
Oh, what?
Lower. So in between 800 and about 1,200.
Yes.
This is gonna take forever.
Well, we got it wrong. So yeah, so what's the answer?
800.
Okay. I said 800 and what did I say? 800.
I feel like Josh is close then because Josh did say 800 something. Yeah. We will give you the pass to give away.
Thank you so much.
Yesterday, we got a lead on the missing bunny.
We did, finally. We'd hit a cold end.
Yeah.
We didn't know. Is that the right word?
Dead end?
Dead end. Mm. It went to a cold case. Just combining the two. It's a cold end now.
Yeah.
So recapping quickly, Bunny from my desk was taken, like a little statue thing, weeks ago. We've followed a bunch of different leads, led to nothing, and it's just still been missing until yesterday we had a new clue anonymously out of nowhere at our front desk, like in the front door. There's a little mailbox slit thingy.
Yeah.
Someone put a photo of what looks to be my bunny.
This is insane. Someone's playing games.
And there's other bunnies in the background of it. So at first I was like, oh, maybe it's not mine. They're just like trying to be funny. But it looks like my bunny.
Yeah, it looks, does.
It's very similar.
I sent the photo to Chris.
Because this is the thing. Our first instinct was Chris.
Chris is playing games. He's the type of guy that would just do it for a bit of fun, a bit of a laugh. I said, send him the photo and said, do you know where this bunny is? I started to prod a little bit. He said, ah, the stolen bunny. I know who, but I'm sworn to secrecy. This is what he said to me.
He said, I knew he had something to do with it.
He said, if you want a clue, but ... I said, yes, who? Just a clue. And then the clue is joint force.
Jules. Jules was in the other week. She has denied it. I don't want to point fingers. She has denied it.
Yeah.
But Chris knows something, and he says joint.
Well, when he said joint force, I immediately thought of Wacky Tabacky.
Right.
But
oh, that joint.
I don't know anyone. I don't know. Like, I'm not in that lifestyle. I don't do that.
Oh, so I went that he joined forces with someone else to do it. It's a two person.
The clue is joint force.
Well, here's the thing. So, Lockie, if you haven't seen already on our Instagram story, Lockie has done a full-on red line criminal investigation board, which is quite intense. And where do we go from here? Because you saw in the back of that picture was some bricks. It was at a house.
Yeah.
And you said it looks similar to the brick at Chris's house.
Well, that's what I thought. And then I thought about it and I thought, I don't actually think Chris has got that colour brick because it's like a dark brick. It's like a darker brick and I think his brick is like a lighter brick.
Right.
So I actually don't think it's Chris.
Lockie is at the door. You can come in, Lockie. He's joining the investigation.
Is he really?
I literally just walked in.
Yeah. How are you doing? You're the one who put up the investigation chart up on the whiteboard.
Yeah. Big afternoon for me.
Yeah.
Where do you
you must have been busy.
I was really busy in the office and I thought, how am I going to fulfill my day?
Where are you going with this new information of the photo and then Chris saying the clue is joint forces?
So I only just heard that then.
Yeah, same.
Yes. Well, I got the message and I thought I'd reveal it on air so we capture our first.
Yeah, I literally walked in, heard you say that and like I got tingles. I was like, wow.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
So where do you think we need to go with the investigation now?
I think we've got to go to the hobbyist outside of Total Tools.
Okay.
I think Chris is using us for free promotion and we're not going to give it to him.
Yeah.
We're not
going to go to the hobbyist out the front of Total Tools.
On Latrobe Street.
I think we've got to pull in a higher power.
Yeah.
Whether it be God himself.
I have a lot of contacts, but I don't have a contact to him, guys.
We're going to church on Sunday.
The cell tower's down.
I think we've got to get police in. It's becoming.
Oh my God.
Guys, I'm honestly going through the investigation.
You want blood,
yesterday,
don't you?
I've put time and effort into this now. I'm
just annoyed that someone took something from my desk. Yeah. This is where I'm at with it.
Maybe Chris is trying to just play us here.
Maybe.
Maybe he's covering. Maybe he's like the red herring. He's a decoy for someone else. We can't lose sight of what we need.
The bunny?
No.
Oh.
Justice.
Like, we want the bunny back?
Okay, no. So what is... Okay, we need to quickly decide, what is our next step? What are we going to do now? Are we conducting interviews? Are we going to try find where this photo might have been taken?
One of you needs to be good cop, one of you needs to be bad cop. You need to sort that out, and then we go from there, I think. And then we start investigating.
I think we get Chris on the show and... Just dig a little deeper.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea, actually. Yeah, figure out what
maybe
he means.
He might slip up.
I have an idea. Hopefully he's not listening. We send, because some of the sales girls go to get coffee from him. Maybe we ask one of them to go.
And we record
it. We mic them and just get them to, like, casually chat, being like, oh, yes, I heard you took the bunny, and just see what he says.
Or they do the double cross, be like, did you know I took the bunny? And then if he's taken the bunny, he'll say, you took the bunny, I took the bunny.
Oh, the classic.
The classic double cross.
He's not listening right now because we've just laid our whole plan out.
This is the issue with this whole investigation.
The police don't go on a radio show and say, this is exactly what we're doing right now.
This is how we're trying to catch you.
I think we get Chris on the phone and that will be the next step of our investigation.
Okay. All right, we'll pencil that in for Monday. Yep. We'll do some searching around Ballarat for the photo location. We'll see if that helps.
We'll see how we go. Time.
What's hot and what's not? Thanks to the Western Hotel.
That time of the morning. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first this morning. I feel like I may know your answer to this one, but I'll gauge your opinion on it anyway.
Okay.
The Ellen Show ending.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Hot.
I think it was about time.
I think it was time.
Even if you take out all the allegations and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's been going on for a very
19.
Long time. There's
it's
only
be
so many times
seasons.
You can re-interview the same people.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, she did some really great interviews with different people here and there.
Did some great stuff in the early days.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
She seemed like she wasn't enjoying it, like, the last 5 years
or
so.
Yeah, because I compare it to, like, a Jimmy Kimmel or a James Corden kind of thing, and it's like, they just do different stuff.
Yeah, all the time.
And it's I just prefer their shows kind of thing. So I feel like they're moving with the times, and she kind of was sitting with what she knows.
Yeah,
almost.
Exactly. All right,
that's
your
how
one?
I feel. My one is based off something that I sent to you last night.
Yeah.
Matching tattoos.
3, 2, 1.
I'm a not.
Not.
Do you have a matching tattoo with anyone?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because the reason I say this is Bryce from Maths, who, yes.
We're talking about him.
He and Melissa revealed that it was a rumour that they had matching tattoos, but it has been confirmed because he posted the photos. They have matching tattoos that they got after final vows, which means that they got them after probably, what, 8 weeks?
8 weeks
probably
of knowing
less
each other?
Of knowing each other.
What's the tattoos? Are they like blue eyes or
they're
something?
They're kites. Okay. It's the ranking system. It's called Beck is a Liar.
That's a photo of Beck. That'd be hilarious.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.